es war. Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyali mahi Piyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vahasva Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasyali mahi Piyo yona prachodaya Daya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu Vareiniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu Vareiniyam Bargo devasya dhimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu vareiniyam Bargo devasya dhimahi Diyo yona prachodaya
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly and it's Sunday evening, which means it's time for our meditation show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. First of all, Andy, very quickly, tell us who you are. Tell us what the Sangha House is.
Yep, Andy Spragg. I'm a Tai Chi and meditation teacher, but I also run the Sangha House with my wife, Denise. It is a holistic health centre. We have about 50 practitioners now. It's rising all the time, covering all sorts of aspects of holistic health and well-being.
Well-being and mindfulness is a big thing at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, it's massive. There's big organisations like Google adopting mindfulness, looking at it to help develop tenacity in their workforces, actually.
And it's obviously proving to be a success.
It is, yes. I think people are finding it a big help. It's not easy. It's a practice. And that's what this show's all about, actually.
And it's not something that is a quick fix either. It's an ongoing treatment to a certain extent, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is treatment the right word?
Practice.
Practice, yeah.
Definitely practice. Yes, it's good to practice each and every day. When we practice, we are laying down neural pathways in our mind, developing new habit in our mind, if you like. You can think of it like brushing your teeth. We brush our teeth every day. We don't expect to feel anything when we brush our teeth. We just do it. We've got to come to meditation in exactly the same way.
And what can meditation do for you? How can it help you?
Well, one of the main things is actually changing the way we approach different aspects and challenges of our life. So we have mental habit built in. We drop into the same mental behavior, and lo and behold, we react in the same way, and we get anxious, stressed, depressed, etc. Meditation actually teaches us a different way to react to those same situations. So instead of getting stressed, we relax, we soften.
I think it's important to explain the fact that just because we're doing a meditation on the radio, that doesn't mean to say it's going to send everybody that's listening to sleep, does it?
Definitely not. No, we need to be fully awake, fully aware. If you find yourself getting dozy in meditation, which of course can happen, there is a way to deal with it. Just pop your eyes open and look up at the ceiling. That activates a different part of the mind and it freshens the mind and wakes you up again.
So the meditation we'll do this time around is all about thoughts.
That's right. When we sit down on the cushion, the first thing we come to contact with, if you like, are thoughts. And people have this misconception that they've got to stop thinking. You never will. You cannot just shut the mind up. It's like a horse bolting around in a field. That's what it's like. We just have to acknowledge the nature of thought. Thoughts, they're going to be there all the time, but we don't have to pay attention to them. I mean, you're sitting at home now, you're listening to this radio station, but at the same time, you can feel the chair underneath you. Now, until I said that, you wouldn't have been aware of it, but now you are. We can take the same approach with thoughts. They're just another sense experience. We don't have to listen to them. We can just let them flow through the mind and pay attention to the meditation. Our thoughts, they often lie to us. They don't necessarily tell us the truth of the situation. So we've got to learn to notice them and let them go.
Okay, we will embark on the meditation, but just to help you get into the mood and get ready for it, if you're listening to this for the first time, how would you suggest somebody prepares for this?
Definitely find a quiet space. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Turn your phone off. Let your family know you need some quiet time. They're not to disturb you. Settle down in a comfortable posture. That is most important. You know, you don't want to be uncomfortable here, so sit on a comfortable chair. But mostly, have your spine nice and upright, as if the head is suspended from above, if you like. And settle down and just give yourself 2 or 3 minutes, listen to the music that's going to come up first, and get yourself into a nice quiet space.
Okay, and we'll do that in just a moment, but first, let's hear some more music just to ease you into that state of mind.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, settle down. Just settle yourself into a nice, gentle posture. Not holding yourself, just relaxing down. Feeling the seat underneath you. And imagine you're being suspended from the head top and feel that nice, gentle stretch in the spine. That's what's important. We're going to investigate the nature of thought in this meditation. So even now, you'll probably find there are gentle thoughts, even expectations of what's going to happen in the meditation. Try and take yourself outside of that experience as if you're watching your own thoughts, your own expectations, and noticing with interest. Gently close your eyes and have your eyes slightly downcast, as if you're looking below the horizon. Just settling into the experience. And tune in to the space around you. Feel it. Feel where you end and space begins. Even these words might conjure up thoughts. Just notice them with interest, starting to develop a habit of thought mind watching. Take a couple of deep breaths to settle yourself, breathing in deep down in the belly and breathing out. Nice and gentle. Any sounds that come to you, just let them come into your ears, pay them no heed. And we're going to start to get into our meditation with the body scan. The body scan settles us, brings us fully present into the moment. That's what we want to do. So, take your mind down into your feet. Feel their contact with the ground. Temperature, perhaps. And focus on all the tiny little sensations in there. Lots of little sparks of energy. Feeling all of that. You really tune in, you can feel the muscles and the sinews in there. And of course, across the surface of the skin. Soften into it. Even now, you might notice how the mind plays with you, tries to pull thoughts rolling through. Just notice them gently. Don't follow them. Don't follow the stories. Stay with the sensations in the feet. And take your awareness across the sole and up over the heel. And up through the ankle bones. And here you'll find the challenge gets a little tougher because the sensations are less. The mind wants to play more. Notice that. Gently bring yourself back to where you've got to in the body. Feeling as much as you can.
travelling up into the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension, let it go. Soften. Allow the sensations to come through. And we work up into the knees. Now, as we travel, we might find little aches and pains. Try to just notice them with interest. Notice your reaction to them. Again, thought might arise. Perhaps a little bit of anxiety, concern. Try to soften into the experience. Breathe into any aches and pains. Relax the tension around them. And we work up into the thighs and the hamstrings. And here, you can notice contact of clothing against the skin. Perhaps your hands resting on them. Just see what you can feel all the time. And up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat. A real feeling of letting go, letting gravity pull you down. Feel the contact with the ground through the seat. And as you sink and settle, just allow the head to float up a little. And you'll feel the spine easing out, the muscles either side unkinking. Now, as you do this, a sense of freshness comes into the mind. Notice that. And set yourself a sense of intent to stay with the practice, to not let thoughts pull you away, but to stay with the meditation. Take your mind into your heart area and your gut. This is where our emotions live, and they're fueled by our thoughts. So try not to read into the stories of the emotions. Just notice the physical feeling of the emotion itself. How do you feel? What's going on? There may be more than one emotion there. Just gently notice it. And up into the shoulders. Here we carry our attention, all our tension that's driven by our thoughts. Let the physical tension drain away. And this will help with the emotional tension. And take that awareness down the upper arms, over the elbows, down through the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. Here we get a real flood of sensations, thousands of tiny sparks of energy here, all firing all the time. We rarely pay attention to this. And we come back up to the head. Here, across the surface of the scalp, we can find tiny little sparks of energy. Perhaps changes of temperature across the head. See what you can find. And into the face. Lots of tension we carry in our faces. Our faces express our thoughts. Whatever we're thinking is present on our faces. So let a compassionate gaze come behind the eyes, as if you're gazing out at somebody you love or something. Perhaps a beautiful scene or a rainbow. And let that soften the gaze. Frown eases out. The tension around the eyes melts away. Just soften. We're going to bring all of these sensations together now. Thousands of them we've experienced in the body. All in one place. Including our emotions sitting in our belly, in our heart area. All of this is happening right now. This is our life in this moment, right now. Just sit for a while in your space and pay attention to all those thousands of sensations. Notice when thought tries to pull you away and bring it back to the sensation of the body and what's going on. Feeling the space around you. Feeling the sensations in the body. Just being, not thinking. We're now going to use the breath to develop this sense of concentration. So bring your awareness gently to your breath, wherever you feel it most, down in the pit of the belly or the back of the throat, wherever you can most feel it. And concentrate on the physical sensation of the breath. We're going to sit for a while with our mind on the breath. And we're going to help this with a word. So as you gently breathe, I want you to hear the word calm echo in the mind and settle in the body. As you're breathing out, calm. Just hear it. Let it work its magic. You'll find that thoughts will come up. When they do, notice them. Let them go. They're not important right now. Just bring your mind gently back to the breath. Calm. On each out-breath. Soften into the breath. With each out breath, calm, dropping a little bit deeper into the breath. Notice with interest as thoughts try to distract you. Don't follow them. Don't try and understand what they're saying. Just notice that distraction with interest and come back to the breath. Calm. thought is just another sense experience, like a smell entering the nose or a sound coming into the ears. We don't have to pay attention to it. Gently follow the breath. Calm. We're going to increase our immersive experience of the breath now. So we let go of the word calm. And as we gently breathe, explore your body for wherever you can feel the sensation of the breath. The effect of the breath goes right the way through. As we gently breathe in and out, we can feel it in the very tips of our fingers. We can even feel it if we really tune in the follicles of our hair on our head. So take an exploration of your body as you breathe. Take a deep interest in the nature of the breath and its effect on the body. Nothing else matters right now. Nothing else to do except experience the breath. wherever your mind is. It's following your breath. That's all you need to do. Where is your mind? Where is the breath? Every corner of your body, noticing the effect of the breath. Even though your eyes are closed, as you gently breathe, does the experience of your eyes change through the breath? Just noticing. Some loud sounds, some soft sounds, some loud thoughts, some soft thoughts, It's all just experience. Let them go and pay attention to the breath. Feel it in the body. Now we're going to centre and focus our concentration a little more. I'd like to bring your awareness into the very tip of the nose where the breath enters and leaves. Centering our concentration there, feeling the sensation of the breath as it comes and goes. Noticing the temperature change, slightly warmer as the breath leaves the body. Just feel all of the sensations of the breath. Gentle concentration, just the breath. Let thoughts go. There's no worry in a breath. There's no planning in a breath. There's just the breath. Feel it. Let thoughts go. Just gently soften your concentration a little now. And return your awareness back into the body, feeling the space around you. Feeling the nice, gentle calm that's been introduced by the meditation. Awareness of the space around you. We can be thankful for the opportunity to take this time out from our busy lives, understanding the difference it makes on us, and also therefore, the difference it makes on our friends and family. Feeling that gratitude in our hearts. We can gently set a sense of intent to take this practice into our daily lives. When life gets busy, we find our breath, settle, notice the thoughts that come up and ask ourselves, are they useful? Are they wholesome? Before we act on them. And we can offer ourselves a little resolution to practice each day, set time by. Find the space. like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum.